What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Steve Smiley, Northern Colorado, Bears out of the Big Sky Conference. There's this beautiful gym behind him in the background. Coach, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, Boss Man. Now that's my virtual gym, right? So we're just up here, just working, just plugging away, and things are good. Things are good. It's good to see you.
Yes, indeed. You know what? I was thinking about it, man. This is going to your fourth year, man. This is like yep. This is going to your fourth year, man, being the head coach out there, man.
Yeah, I think we talked about 3 or 4 years ago, and it feels like it was 3 or 4 months ago. So, yeah, time flies, right? Fourth year.
Man, I'll tell you what, man, it's funny how time, because it was the COVID year. It was right after COVID, you just got hired, you know, we're trying to figure out this Zoom thing, man. And so for you, what's been the biggest difference for you going from 2020 COVID to now summer of 23?
Well, I think just kind of getting back to some normalcy. You know, obviously the COVID year and then even the next year were so different, really in every aspect of our profession, whether it was recruiting, whether it was no one in the gyms, you know, just all the different stuff. And then starting last year, I think it started to feel, you know, more normal again. You know, now we're back on the road recruiting, obviously, and just things feel, like I said, probably just the words normal. First couple of years, and really that first year, getting hired during COVID, and then going through that year and just going back to the nightmare of all the testing to be able to play. And I think we were getting tested 3 or 4 times a week, and any positive test, like your whole thing shut down, like, you know, contact tracing, things like that. You know, that was such a big shadow over anything in terms of basketball. So just to get through that first year and then start to build from there. But yeah, it's been a wild ride for sure.
Yeah, I can only imagine getting hired in the midst of the weirdest thing you've ever dealt with ever in our society, in our lifetime, at least. Yeah. Trying to recruit basketball players, meet them virtually over Zoom and having to bring them together. I can only imagine. You know, thank God you was already as an assistant coach. I think that helped a lot. You knew lay the land already. But if you had come going somewhere brand new, I don't want to imagine how that could have been.
I think that would have been really hard. Yeah, I mean, at least being here for, at that time, 4 years with Coach Linder and knowing what was going on internally, knowing the people on campus, huge advantage. Obviously, trying to sign kids, like you said, over the phone and Zoom and YouTube clips and Synergy, it's better than nothing. But at the end of the day, we probably signed like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 kids during COVID. You don't really know, you know, you think, you know, but until they get up, you don't really know. So that was a little bit terrifying, but yeah, it's again, just to kind of get through that and, you just push through it. And then eventually we've gotten out of that. Now we're back into that normal flow. And I will say this, during COVID, because you couldn't do anything, you know, you couldn't be on the road, you couldn't be in the gym in the summertime with your guys, like you couldn't do anything. Like for all of us getting back to normal times, that COVID time, there was some good to it too, in the sense of like, everyone was able to kind of at least pump the brakes a little bit on these crazy lifestyles that we live. So there was definitely kind of a weird benefit to it, but now we're back to normal. We're just pushing ahead.
And Coach Smiley, how was spring workouts for you, man? Kind of get your returner, who you have coming back, guys, get them in the gym, get them in the flow, kind of get them that development plan for this summer. And now having them here with the guys who you were talking about, who you signed coming in, best that together in the summertime, man. Outside of you, are you for the spring? What happened then? And now with the summer, the guys coming in, who you signed?
Yeah, spring, that's a good question. I mean, spring was different, and not just like guys going in the portal, but we had, you know, two really good players that exhausted their eligibility, you know, Matt Johnson and Dalen Coons. And then you add on a couple guys that go in the portal. We do have 8 guys that return, but, you know, there was a lot of talent that left. So, like, the spring workouts, we had great workouts, but you don't have a full team. I think we had, like I said, 8 dudes there. One of the guys was hurt, so I guess 7 guys. And so they were small workouts, which I'm not really, you know, used to when you have the team setting. It was a different vibe in the gym for sure. Got through that, you know, kind of as the dust settles in the portal and who you're going to sign. We ended up signing 7 guys. Of those 7 guys, I think we only signed 1 guy in the fall. So that's 6 guys in the spring, which was a lot for us. And so you got 8 returners, you got 7 new guys. And being able to blend those guys together, I think now we're, you know, pretty much in the tail end of our 4th week of workouts, or 5th week. And I got to be honest, it's gone really good. I really like the vibe of this team. But the returning guys, they understand what our standards are and our culture and things like that. They've done a great job of meshing with the new guys. So I feel really good about it.
100%. And you're not about those from playing. You have a player-led team, and you got a coach to leadership effort, man. You have a good team. And to have guys who will accept their new teammates and not be like, you wasn't here, I was here already. So to put their egos aside, man, at that age they are, man, it's commendable for them, because you know how the guys have egos. But to put it aside to say, hey, you're welcome to the Bear family, we're family, it's a beautiful thing.
I think that's the hardest thing. I think it's going to get harder and harder for all of us coaches. You know, you throw in, you know, you might have to sign 6, 7, 8, 9 guys a year, which is just wild to me. It used to be like 2, 3, 4. So that's a big difference. Like where you used to sign 20% of your team, now you're signing 50% of your team. That's a big difference with your dynamics on such a small roster. And so guys not being territorial is really important. And then you throw into it too, just all the different things. Now it's not just the transferring and stuff. It's, you know, now you get the NIL, you got all this different stuff as well. And there's a million things that could, you know, fracture or destroy locker room. And so you're fighting that fight from day one. Like, how do we keep the team together? And like I said, this being kind of the biggest incoming class that we've had since I've been here, at least in these last couple of years, it's definitely like something that you have concern about. But I'll give our guys credit. They've been awesome. You know, new guys and returning guys of really, really bonding together. We're pretty intentional about trying to do some stuff off the court and without being cheesy or corny about it, but we try to do some stuff. And our guys have done a great job of that as well in the summertime.
And Coach Molly, what's also this NIL, just for portal, it's kind of a gift and a curse, because now you can get in the room with high school guys you might not have been able to in the past because the big schools are trying to, in the portal, trying to find all the guys to fill in their gaps. But yeah, you can get in with that proper high school guys. You can get high school guys that maybe you wouldn't have gotten previously because of this whole portal thing we have going on there, NIL.
No, that's true. And that's, you know, like not this past class, but the class before, you know, we went like when everyone was going zig in terms of trying to get portal guys, we went zag, right? And we took a bunch of high school guys. And I think that was exactly what you're talking about, that we felt like we signed 4 high school guys that probably talent-wise were above our level. Did we take too many? You know, last year we struggled, and I don't, you know, blame those guys or the old guys. But what happened was those young guys, they surpassed a few guys in the roster. Now we are relying on like 18-year-old kids. In our league, like the average kid was probably 21, 22, 23. And it's hard to be an 18-year-old kid and trying to compete against a 22-year-old, you know, borderline grown man. And so as we looked at it, we said, okay, maybe we took too many high school kids, because that is the temptation. Like, hey, we can get involved with some kids we couldn't before. The scary thing, though, JR, is that if you take those kids, you take too many of them, knowing that everyone's trained now to like, hey, you know, whatever, show up, show out, get some stats, maybe they transfer. So you might put 2 years in recruiting the high school kid, develop them, this, that, and then in their first and second year, which will never be their best year in college, right? But in their first, second year, and then boom, they're gone. And then you sit it, you're like, well, was that worth it? You know, so there's no right or wrong answer. This year we went, you know, a lot different on our recruiting class. We did 3 portal guys, 2 JUCO guys, 1 high school scholarship guy, 1 high school walk-on guy. And so we're just, I think it's just kind of year to year based on what your team's needs are.
100%, like you said, man, you develop them real good. And those Power 5 guys come poach, you know.
Yeah, it happens.
You know,
it's
so
part of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so it's like at your level, man, it's so tricky. But the main thing about it is you're trying to win and get make things happen out there, man. And your conference is truly tough. Like every night is tough there, man. Like in the Big Sky, like people don't understand what you all, the quality of basketball, man, it's fun to watch and it's tough every night for sure.
It's a real league. And I think too, like going back, you know, just in my own little, you know, bubble, my own career that, you know, when Coach Leonard's here, 2 of the best players that ever came through UNC, Jordan Davis, who now, I mean, he was a summer league guy. He's been an ACB guy in Europe, made a ton of money. Jonah Radabaugh as well, who's in the Euro League now. And then even go back when I was at Weber State, we had a guy, Joel Ballenboy, who was drafted. Those are the type of guys now that I'm sure they were getting, you know, recruited or whatever back then. But if they left, they had to sit a year and there was no NIL. You know, now it's not just well, NIL. You can go somewhere. You can play right away. Like there's no penalty, right? And I'm not opposed to either one of those, but the game has changed. So if you have a really good player that you've developed in-house, there's always the risk that they can go somewhere and play right away, and there will always be someone that has, you know, bigger and better NIL, this whatever opportunities. And that's a problem. As a coach, you can't be blind to that. You just have to listen. This is the reality situation. How do we want to build our roster to at least try to combat that a little bit? But we're still, you know, we've got – the other thing for us too is that of the 4 high school kids, 3 of those 4 are back from last year, and we still believe like those are our developmental guys and they're doing a great job. So as we grow them through, we're still trying to develop these high school guys, but you got to factor it in a little bit for sure.
100%. And you know what, man? Like you said, man, this is, of course, the nature of the beast now. But I do feel like guys like yourself who are leadership guys – the guys more likely to stay because they know that you have their back. You care about them besides just being their coach or getting you wins on your record. You care about them as young men and want to develop them as young men. So I feel like you guys like yourself who are leadership guys who have a better chance of returning guys so they won't jump ship unless it's just too crazy, the money you get passed up.
Yeah.
But guys like yourself, man, who really care about guys, who care about building something with them, I think you have a better chance of keeping young men for sure.
That's obviously the hope, right? That you know, you put enough time in, you care about them more than just on the court. And, you know, they're just a number or whatever it is. Like you care about them graduating, you care about what's going on with their family. I think that those are really important things. And so you try to keep that going and hope that that relationship built can surpass the opportunity to, you know, transfer. The other thing is this too, that transferring doesn't necessarily mean success. And so it's like, hey, look, like, you know, maybe player A, B, C transfer and look what happened to their career. Sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't work. Even though they went to some other spot, maybe a perceived bigger school. Maybe it was a disaster, as opposed to a guy like a Jordan Davis who's here for 4 years and now he's doing everything that you want to do. He's a pro. He's making money. All that different stuff. So you try to combat it with examples in your program as well, and at your level. You know, talking about, you know, Dame Lillard at Weber State, talking about, you know, John Morant, you know, at Murray State. You talk about all those guys too. CJ McCollum, you know, Lehigh. You try to use examples of guys that were mid-major guys that stayed through the course of it, forget the portal, you know, NIL, and now they're all-stars. There's a way to try to at least explain that to your guys. And sometimes it's just not enough, but you try.
And Coach Molly, how much do you show your team about Denver Nuggets, man? Because I feel like that team this year is an epitome of what championship DNA is. Because, yeah, you know, I'll go as example, Michael Porter Jr., was not upset that Mike Malone benched him for Bruce Brown. He's playing so good. This guy's on a max contract. Not upset that, yeah, Michael Malone decided to go with Bruce Brown over him, and how Michael Malone has a relationship with all of his players. He can coach them hard and still love them at the same time. So you just show you just that with your team, show them an example of what how you, what we can be looking at those guys at Denver, what they just did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, and I'm a Nuggets guy. So, like, for sure, like, we're going to show up some Nuggets clips. And we do a bunch of stuff with any NBA team that can really, kind of touch on what we're trying to do. Because, again, they will really watch, study, listen when we show them ideas, concepts, video, whatever, of the teams and the players that they want to become, right? Like, okay, well, he's doing this. Whether it's, like you said, Nuggets is a great example. Michael Malone, that's a great example right there with Porter not having the ego to fight that. Like, okay, Bruce Brown's playing better right now. We do that all the time. We just did we showed him just about 5-minute podcast yesterday. Sean Livingston was on a podcast, and he was talking about when Kevin Durant got to the Warriors and how it was just about winning. It wasn't about his ego and this and that. Like, that was already done. How does he fit in with Steph and with Clay and Draymond and those guys? And all he wants to do is win. And so you try to sprinkle that stuff in with the guys they really look up to, for sure.
100%. And I love how Michael Malone plays that chess. His adjustments he makes. And, I noticed in game three, instead of having Brown and Gordon at 3-point, he had them cutting to the basket behind the defense and getting those easy layups. So I'm like, I love watching what he does. I love when he plays the Hawks, man. I'm about to go talk to him. Now, Coach Mike is shocking, but somehow we beat them this year.
Hey, I believe it.
Without Trae Young on the court. So, but in the Miami Heat, too, we beat them in the play-in game somehow. So the two teams, we beat them with our struggles. I know we have struggles that we have. But, we beat them. But the NBA is, like I said, it's really a make or miss league. And if you're on that night, you can get beat.
Everyone's got guys. Everyone's got guys, right? Yeah, there's no doubt. But now that Nuggets team was special this year. It'll be interesting to see how it goes moving forward. But I'm really excited. I'm from Denver. So, like, it was a long time before we got that thing done.
Now, did you go to any of the games during the playoffs?
I did. I only went to one, but I went to game two of the Suns. And it was kind of an ugly game. It was a low-scoring game, but it was a great game. And it just the energy and the atmosphere in there was crazy. It was awesome.
No doubt, man. No doubt, man. But I remember going to Ball Arena when nobody was there. Seeing it feel up the way it was. Those fans in Denver, man, it was cool to see that, man, because they deserved it. Mike Malone deserves it. My guy Popeye Jones deserves it, who I know very well, man. So, yeah, man, it was really cool to see them get that win, man, because, the Miami Heat are my division rivals. I don't care. I'm glad they lost.
For sure.
It was fun, man. It was fun to see that, man. So let me ask you, man, like for your young guys and your returners, man, so this summer, man, are you trying to put some stuff in, or are you really just trying to work on their games right now?
It's a good question. It's pretty much a balance. So I think in the past, if you had, 12 of your 15 guys back or whatever, maybe it's a little bit more about just skill work development. When half your team's new, now we're incorporating a little bit more of our team stuff as well. So for us, a typical week, we only have 4 hours of Kara with these guys. So when we're with them, we might do like a mini practice, incorporating some stuff, and then maybe a skill day, another mini practice. And then one thing we do a lot in the summer is we scrimmage, where I really don't stop it that much. We'll stop and bring them together, whatever, drop a play. But we want to learn too, and we do that at the end of the week. So after a couple of days of practice, skill work, whatever, we will go through play, and then we use that film, right? Like, okay, player A, B, C, who's learning the stuff? Who's carrying over the stuff that we emphasized early in the week to an actual game setting? And I think for us, the summertime can get long, man. The fall, like, we're around these guys so much. So in my opinion, and who knows if I'm right or wrong, but if you just practice, I think it can wear itself out. But when the guys know that they can get in there and they can, they're going to scrimmage, they love it. You know what I mean? They love it. And we can learn so much, from just having them play. It's not like we're running a bunch of stuff, but trying to just, incorporate a couple concepts on O&D throughout the week and just, okay, are we getting just a little bit better? And studying that film has been great for us. So I've really enjoyed the way that we do it.
100%. And you know what, man? I think that's fun because I know that when I played, I love scrimmage time. I guess if you're doing the same drill, say, it gets monotonous, it gets boring. You keep it interesting and new, we'll be more engaged. I think you have the right formula. I know as a former player, man, I would like that more than just running drills for an hour.
Yep. Well, I think I look back like last year, I think we ended up having like 112 official practices. If you can't get your stuff in and get your stuff in over 100 practices during the year, you're probably not doing it right. So I know that we got so much time in the fall. And then when practice hits, that got to find a way to make this fun. Now you got to work. We got to compete. We got to mesh our team together. We still got to learn stuff. You can learn stuff right away. So we're trying to find that fine balance. But I know that for them, they know that they're going to get some scrimmaging in. And, you know, and they can download the film and watch themselves too. And they love watching themselves, right? So, like, it's I think it helps our learning curve. And, again, we started doing that, you know, I don't know, maybe last year or two. And I think it's worked well to make the summer a lot more fun. And I think we get a little bit ahead of the curve on it.
No doubt. And I feel like this time of year, you only got one class or so, so you can really be a basketball player. You don't have to worry about study halls and tests minutes. So this time of year, I loved it because I had to worry about school too much during this time
right.
of year.
Right. Yeah, no, this is a great time for it. I mean, now for us, when they get in like the next day in early June, it's camp. And so 9 of our first 10 days together, we all work camp, and then we still get our workouts in, but it's busy. We're already through camp season. So now, and there's obviously some recruiting that us as coaches, we got to go out and see stuff in June and July. But with camp season done now, the focus is so much more on the guys. And so I think that's been a good thing for sure.
Well, will you be at Lake Point?
Yes. I'll be at Lake Point. I'll be at Lake Point the 8th and the 9th, I think.
I'll be out there. I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there watching some kids, and I know I can't talk about recruits, but I'll be out there watching my son too. My son will be out there, so get a chance to not only recruit but watch my young man run around a little bit. So it's a trip that I'm definitely excited about.
Yeah, I'll look forward to seeing you. I'll be there all days of Dunlap Army event. Then I go to NBA Summer League in Vegas after that on Monday the 10th. So
perfect. That's perfect.
So yes, man, I look forward to seeing you, man. Well, Coach Ballard, I was going to chat with you on the show, man. It's good to see you, man. I enjoy our vibe. We have great conversations on the show, man. It's always fun, my guy.
Always good to see you too, boss, man. Let me know if you need anything else, but we'll probably see you soon.
All right, buddy. I'll see you soon, man. You be safe, man.
Okay. All right, we'll see you.
All right. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.